Morning Watch, Colossians Week 1, Christ, the Portion of the Saints. Friday, Related Verses. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who toil and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not be entangled with the yoke of slavery again. Romans 7:6. But now we have been discharged from the law, having died to that in which we were held, so that we serve in newness of spirit and not in oldness of letter. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. 2 Peter 3:17. You, therefore, beloved, since you know these things beforehand, be on your guard, lest being carried away by the error of the lawless, you fall from your own steadfastness. Ephesians 4:18. Being darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance which is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. Colossians 1:12-14, and portions from the footnotes. 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. 13. Who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. 14. In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Verse 13:1 on delivered. For Christ to be the head of the body, and for us, his believers, to be the members of his body, God needed to deliver us out of the authority of darkness, the kingdom of Satan, and transfer us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. This is to qualify us to partake of the all-inclusive Christ as our allotted portion. Note 2 on darkness, the darkness. Note 3 on Son. The Son is the expression of the Father as the source of life. The beloved Son as the object of the Father's love becomes to us the embodiment of life and the divine love. Verse 14:1 on redemption. Deliverance, mentioned in the preceding verse, deals with Satan's authority over us by destroying his evil power, whereas redemption, mentioned in this verse, deals with our sins by fulfilling God's righteous requirement. Note 2 on forgiveness. The forgiveness of sins is the redemption that we have in Christ. Christ's death accomplished redemption unto the forgiveness of our sins. Portions from the Life Study Messages. As Paul was composing chapter 1, verse 12, he had in mind the type of the land of Canaan. Verse 13 reminds us of the way the children of Israel were delivered out of Egypt and transferred into the good land. God the Father has done the same thing with us. He has delivered us out of the authority of darkness, typified by Pharaoh and Egypt, and has transferred us into the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land. Just as the children of Israel were transferred out of Egypt into a land flowing with milk and honey, a land where there was no tyranny, so we have been transferred into a marvelous realm, called the kingdom of the Son of the Father's love. Therefore, to be qualified for a share of the portion of the saints is actually to enter into the good land. Paul's composition of chapter 1, verses 12 and 13 is thus according to the picture in the Old Testament. Now we can understand why, after Paul speaks of light in Colossians 1:12, he goes on in the next verse to speak of the authority of darkness. It seems as if Paul was telling the Colossians, "You have been delivered out of the authority of darkness, but now you have gone back into darkness. You have lost the very light into which you have been transferred." The Colossians were carried off as a prey, just as the children of Israel were carried away from the good land into Babylon. In a sense, many Christians today have been carried away from the kingdom of the Son of God's love, away from the realm of light, the sphere of light. As a result, they have lost the enjoyment of Christ as the portion of the saints. The mistake the Colossians were making was that of receiving and following something other than Christ. To accept something in place of Christ is not only to be in darkness, but also to be under the controlling authority of darkness. At Colossae, the authority of darkness was Jewish religious observances, pagan ordinances, philosophy, mysticism, and aestheticism. In Colossians, the authority of darkness refers to the good aspects of culture and of our character, disposition, and natural being. God has delivered us out of all of this and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, where we live under a heavenly rule and restriction. In this kingdom, we are not under a harsh rule, but under the loving rule of the Son. Here, we do not sense that we are under righteousness, power, or authority, but under the loving and lovable Lord Jesus. The more we tell the Lord Jesus that we love Him, the more we are freed on the one hand, and the more we are restricted and ruled on the other hand. Because we love Him, we desire to take Him as our person and as our life. This is the proper Christian life for the church life.